Food prices. What do? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It happened all over the country this week. Reporters went into grocery stores to find out whether food prices are going up.
The bread is going up. Eggs, milk.
The answer appears to be yes, and it's causing problems for food banks. And we all agree that in America, no one should go hungry. But this is not Haiti. How many times have we been told that this country's biggest problem is that we eat too much? How many obesity studies have we had?
Look how much is a bag now. $7.99. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Look, if a bag of chips costs $7.99, how about not buying it?
Canned goods, the rice. They were saying that the wheat is high.
The rice is high and the wheat is high. Aren't these the foods that are making us fat? Those refined grains with all the added sugar?
As bakers, we have no gripe with the farmer. But it is difficult to explain to my customers that flour prices are increasing.
The baker sounds like a nice man, but maybe it's time for Americans not to eat so many baked goods. Obesity kills more Americans each year than car crashes and firearms combined. The annual drain on the economy is $117 billion. That's more than Iraq. Now, I may be insensitive, it won't be the first time, but could it possibly, maybe, be a good time for a lot of us to eat less?
I have to cut down on a lot of snacks. Not so much meat. It's too expensive.
I mean, if the meat and the donuts are costing more and the $4 gas makes us walk a few blocks to the bus stop, it ain't gonna kill us. It might just keep us alive. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.